Strathclyde Police and the Association of Chief Police Officers, they're advising motorists not to travel in central Scotland today between 12 and 9pm. That's when the worst of the wind is expected to hit. Bridges have been closed, the Erskine Bridge, Forth Bridge and Tay Bridge, with gusts of up to 80, 85 miles an hour. They've all been closed. Hundreds of schools, as I say, closed, as are colleges and universities. There are problems elsewhere with travellers, not just motorists affected. The train services are disrupted. Trains are being limited to a large extent, many of them to 50 miles an hour because of the danger of falling trees on the line and so on. So a fair degree of disruption. I'm joined by Dave Edwards, the head teacher here at Davison's Mains Primary. Dave, tell me how your day has been affected.
Well, it's been an unusual day. We've had to inform all the parents by outside the gate this morning and by parent mail that the school will be closed at midday. So it's been quite a lot of work for the senior managers this morning.
Kids have been out. You had to bring them back in.
Children were out for a short time at playtime and then a squall suddenly hit us, so we had to bring them in quickly, yes.
What do you think of the whole business of having to make these arrangements? In the Western Isles, for example, the schools are open for the rest of today. Do you think somebody's hit the panic button too soon?
Well, I think these are unusual circumstances, this kind of weather. I think probably on balance the government are right. I don't want children walking home mid-afternoon being hit by pieces of tree and branches and slates from roofs. I think it's the safety of the children is paramount.